This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is a very long Brexit to-do list for UK officials, figuring out how its conscious uncoupling from the EU is going to work. Right at the top of that list will be the UK's trading relationships, both with the countries it's leaving behind and with the rest of the world as well. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is on that one.
Right now, EU countries are part of something called a single market. They've basically dropped their internal borders to allow free movement of goods, services, capital. They also negotiate trade deals as a bloc. Leaving the single market could make trade more expensive, more complex for the Brits. So the UK might try to model Norway, says Davina Gerard. She heads Akin Gump's European Competition and Regulatory Practice.
Norway takes advantage of the single market and can trade freely throughout Europe. However, Norway has no voice in Brussels.
And would the EU go for that? The UK will still be an important trading partner for the remaining EU countries. German automakers, for example, still want Brits to buy their cars. But the EU is also worried other countries might want to follow the UK's lead, says Miriam Sapiro. She's a former acting U.S. trade representative.
I think it's going to be very difficult for the EU to give the UK any special treatment or to negotiate a soft landing.
And Sapiro says these negotiations will take a while. That likely chills a pending transatlantic trade agreement between the U.S. and the EU, says Sebastian Mallaby. He's with the Council on Foreign Relations, and he spoke on a press call earlier today.
The U.S. might be politically open to including Britain, but how you do it is impossible to say when you don't even know what the trading relationship is between Britain and Europe.
In April, President Obama told Britons they'd go to the back of the queue for a solo trade deal with the U.S. But given the timeline, it'll be his successor who makes that call. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.